Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to another episode of Blizzard Talk with your host, Ice Chili, where we take the hottest topics and have the coldest conversations. I'm fresh from Vegas. Little mini vacation, you know what I mean? Enjoyed myself, you know? This past just week, you know what I'm saying, has been very eye-opening to me, you feel me? I've just been taking a lot into consideration, you feel me? Taking a lot in stride, and you know what I'm saying? Just applying different things, you feel me? Just being in the world, just encountering different people, you feel me? Like, I really encounter all walks of life, whether it just be from my personal life or my professional life, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I don't change who I am, you know what I'm talking about? I just adapt to whatever the given situation is, you know what I'm saying? Like, a nigga can be respectful, and I chose those words wisely, you know what I'm talking about? Like, a nigga, you feel me? Like, I ain't talking about no, of course we all black men, but you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a nigga, you feel me? Like, people get that shit fucked up, and you feel me? You're talking like, oh, you know, like, I'm a nigga. A real one. Like, I'm in the streets. I know my whereabouts. I know how to handle situations when they arise, you feel me? And I know how to maneuver out here. But then I'm a businessman. I know how to close. I know how to conduct myself. I know how to strategize. You know what I'm talking about? So I'm overall. So when I say, like, niggas can be respectful, niggas can be respectful. And it fucks them up. I'm talking about Nikes, tattoos. You know what I'm talking about? Everything that they see, and they just automatically just, you're that. Feel me? I'm not no little dude or something like that. Like, man, I'm 6'3", 235 pounds. You know what I'm talking about? Like, nigga ain't light. Feel me? So I already got the size on me, you feel me? Like, but my demeanor don't come off as like that. You know what I mean? Come off like that. You know how motherfuckers be like, all right, nigga try to like, nigga be mobbing hard, holding on his nuts, sagging hard. Like, man, niggas be pump faking. Like, that shit don't, like, you feel me? And a lot of people, like, follow that shit. You feel me? Like, oh, yeah, man, he with the bullshit. He with the business. Like, man, that shit is, like, a cockatoo. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you know, cockatoos flare they head up and shit. You feel me? Spread their feathers on top of their head. You know what I'm talking about? Make themselves look big. Like, ah, that's all that shit is to me. I know niggas that look like they'll come ring your doorbell looking like a Jehovah Witness or some shit. Ain't got no tattoos. You know what I'm talking about? Nigga don't wear big ass clothes. Nigga be clean cut. You feel me? Nigga be fitted. Nigga be what? With the full blown business though. Like, bullshit. And then I know niggas with the tattoos, hood hit on them, and they watered down like Caucasian Kool-Aid. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about all front. Like, they hope you look at their tattoos. They hope you look at what they wearing. You feel me? And that deters you. You feel me? Like, yeah, they ain't gonna want none. What? Half the niggas can't fight. I come off the fighting era. Chunk it. Thunderdomes. You know what I'm talking about, nigga? DPs. Catch the face. Nigga, what? I need that. You know what I'm talking about? Remember that? I need that. Like, nigga, I need that. Fuck what you talking about. I need that. Shit ain't like that no more. So niggas can be respectful, man. Feel me? Manners. You know what I'm talking about? Being polite. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I be trying to tell people, like, I'm trying to build the new regime out here. That's gangster to me. That's gangster to me. You feel me? When niggas got all on they, what? When niggas got on they best, you feel me? Niggas just, what? Polo down. Niggas just Nike'd up. You know what I'm talking about? Whatever. You got your designer swag, whatever. You feel me? And you still, oh, excuse me. Oh, get through that, big dog. Excuse me. What? Respect is everything. And niggas can be respectful. I had a great time in Vegas. Enjoyed myself, you feel me? Enjoyed myself, you feel me? Showed me things and I experienced things over my vacation that, like, I can most definitely get used to. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I went out with my good people, you know what I'm saying? They had their little family trip and shit. And I'm just seeing everything, you feel me? And I was, like, you know, somewhat included in that. So it was like, I'm a part of the fam, too. Hey, fuck it, you know? Let's do this. You feel me? We going to go sightsee and go, you feel me, go do shit. Like, man, I ain't even, wasn't even worried about doing no gambling like that. And you feel me? If I catch it, I catch it. You feel me? If I'm up, all right, fuck it, let's go fuck around or something like that. I was looking more forward to, you feel me, well, from the activities for the day and shit. You know what I'm saying? So definitely opened up my eyes, you feel me? Definitely see myself taking more trips and, you know what I'm saying, experiencing more things and shit. Like, that's all I want to be around. That's all I want to be around. I just want to submerge myself in that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, people who taking trips and come back and show me, oh, look, man, this is the such and such, and this is the whoop, 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 whoop. And, man, I get inspired like a motherfucker. If you ever show somebody something, I don't give a fuck what it is. Mother, nigga, I just got a new bumper sticker for my car, nigga, and the nigga got anything, they not for you. They not for you, G. What? Remove that. That is negative energy. Feel me? That shit be killing me. Like, just be seeing so much of that shit. Like, motherfuckers just can't. You know what I'm talking about? Just, like, that shit piss me off. You feel me? If I tell you something and I'm trying to explain something to you, I'm trying to, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Express my good news and shit, you feel me? Because that shit just be good to just say. You know what I'm talking about? Just to, man, this is what I've accomplished, you feel me? Or this is what I got going on, you feel me? Or, man, bro, I'm finna go take me this little trip to Cancun, man. You know what I'm talking about? Me and my lady, man, or me and the bros, or, feel me? Me and my bitches, you finna go do this. And what? Love to hear it. That shit motivates me. Nigga can't be out here. Oh, man. Yeah. What? They mad. They mad. They ain't mad at you. They mad at themselves. So how you gonna be mad at yourself, but act like you mad at another motherfucker for your shortcomings? We all got the same 24 hours in a day. We all got to say 7 days in a week. We all got 365 days in a year. It's all up to you on how you apply that time. You know what I'm talking about? What are my sayings? I like, you feel me? What about personal little quotes, slogans, or what have you, is necessary sacrifices. Gotta make the necessary sacrifices. It's not about just sacrificing shit, you feel me? Like, no, you can, you feel me? If you sacrifice this for, but what's the purpose though? What's the end goal of it? You know what I'm talking about? Like, for instance, this little vacation or whatever. I sacrificed, I had about 6-7 days, sick days, vacation days or whatever, you feel me? So I sacrificed 2 of those. And I just switch out days with, you know, talk about other people. So I give up a weekend, you feel me? I work anyways. You know, talk about, I got other goals in mind, you feel me? But I'd be lying to you, feel me, if I said it's not important to make time for yourself, you feel me? For your own just peace of mind, you feel me? Your own just to get back to yourself, you feel me? Like not worried about nothing. 4-5 days, I ain't have to worry about work. I ain't have to worry about my employees calling me. I ain't have to worry about my managers calling me. I ain't have to worry about tenants calling me, you feel me? I ain't have to worry about picking nobody up, picking this up. I ain't have to worry about court. I ain't have to worry about shit. You know what I'm talking about? What I'm going to eat today. You know what I'm talking about? What outfit I'm going to put on. Am I going to go swimming first or go do this? Yep. But I made the necessary sacrifices to be able to enjoy that time. You know what I'm saying? Great little vacation. Great little vacation. It was hot as a motherfucker in Vegas. Hot as a bitch. You know what I'm talking about? I wish I could have seen all my folks and shit, you feel me? But I wasn't in my own whip and shit, you feel me? And I was, you know, kind of enjoying the time and the moments and shit, you feel me? And I definitely got to get back out there. You know, I got to see my folks and shit, go pull up on my bro and, you know, some of all my other good peoples out there. I'm trying to do a trip with the homies, though, man. Like, for real, for real. All I kept seeing was just groups of bitches, you feel me? Like, bitches just turned 21, just turned 21, got all the bitches with her. Hey, bitch, for the turn up. Like, damn, like, where my niggas at? Like, niggas don't, like, man, like, what's up with the fellas out here, man? Like, we gotta get it together, man. I love seeing bitches on their shit, you feel me, going to take trips and shit, whoop, whoop, whoop. Like, damn, like, it's rare to see niggas doing that shit. Like, rare, you feel me? Like, rare. Like, that shit be fucking with me. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Do niggas not be happy for each other? Should I be hearing, like, you feel me? Like, bitches don't be happy for each other, but shit. Bitches is happy enough for a bitch to go, you know what I'm talking about, plan a trip with a motherfucker. Bitch, go do their shit together. Like, damn. But that's all. That's why you be having to close the gap with some people. You feel me? You all grow people. You know what I'm talking about? Like, and there's nothing wrong with that. You feel me? We all done had outfits or favorite pairs of shoes or something like that that we just loved. You feel me? Like, damn, that was my man. I cracked woo-woo up in that. Oh, man, I went to the party and I killed it in that. What? You all grew the shit. You know what I'm talking about? Bitch, you probably smaller. What motherfuckers say? You get stretch marks because you was either little and got big, or you was big and got little. You know what I mean? It hurts, most definitely. You feel me? Especially because it hurts only because, like, you see potential in them and they don't see it for themselves. You feel me? That's why motherfuckers, it be so hard for people to, like, let go of motherfuckers, you know what I'm talking about, even though they may be holding them back necessarily. You feel me? And that's where you, like, you know what I mean? Now you got two failed situations. Because you got a person who don't want to grow, and you got a person whose growth is being stunted. You know what I'm talking about? Like, by all these dead limbs around them. You know what I'm saying? Like, process that. I mean, it could be family too. It could be your sister. Shit. It could be your mama, your daddy, your brother, whoever. You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes you gotta just show a motherfucker. You feel me? Like, look, man, this is what I wanted to do with y'all, but y'all weren't trying to do it, so this is what I'm doing. I'm pretty sure a motherfucker see you, see that third trip you done took in 6 months or something like that. Motherfucker gonna get the point. You know what I'm talking about? Like, oh, hold on. Hold on. Watch how you get that anonymous call. Like, hey, I was looking at some whatchamacallit and shit for later on in the year and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing if, you know what I mean, y'all want to go or something like that. Maybe we can all, hell yeah. Show a motherfucker. Don't just keep, oh, man, you can miss out, bro. Oh, nah. Show him. I got tired of talking. Like, and I talks a lot. Feel me? Blizzard talk. But I just got tired of talking to motherfuckers, you feel me? Trying to get my point across, trying to express shit to people and try to, you feel me? Like, nah, man, let's do this and woo woo. But they wouldn't hear me. But they can see it, though. Oh, they can see it. They'll see that shit. Put it in their face. Show them. This is what I'm on. This is what I'm doing. This is all I'm pursuing right now. Growth. You feel me? I just did this. I just did that. I just whoop. Like, from the year I had last year and the things I went through, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people don't even know. You feel me? The ones that do, like, they just see it too, like, man, that's a man with a plan right there, you feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Wouldn't they say, never let a hard time humble us? Motherfuckers respect, motherfuckers love that. Like, see? Fuck you and fuck that. For sure. Ooh, dude, I heard it. I got you. Mm-hmm. Watch what I do, though. And this year, I just hit it. You feel me? Everything I wanted to do, I just pursued that shit. I just started to do it. You feel me? Like, fuck it. Fuck it. We're going to start doing this. We're going to start doing that. We're going to get back on this. Like, you know what I'm saying? And, like, happiness just came. You feel me? Opportunities just came. You know what I'm talking about? Like, in abundance. Like, and this shit was crazy to me for a minute. You feel me? But it was like, I was holding myself back. Because I'm trying to keep everything and keep everyone, you know what I'm talking about, pleasing everybody else, you feel me? Sometimes you can be, sometimes pleasing everybody else hurts you. Everybody else is happy, but you are fucking miserable. What about you? I tell motherfuckers all the time, you feel me? I had to make 2019 about me. I had to focus on Chili. I had to get Chili right. I'm no good to nobody else, if you feel me. I'm not right. When a person not right and they don't acknowledge that shit and they just like move on and push off to something else, you feel me? That shit is so damaging to you and anybody else you encounter after that. So damaging. So damaging. You feel me? Because all you're doing is just bringing all your previous luggage, you feel me, into a whole new situation. So you got to cleanse, you feel me? You got to let go of shit, you feel me? You got to just, you got to get you right. That shit be sort of courteous shit, because I was like, that shit sound courteous. Motherfucker, like, oh, work it on B right now. And sometimes motherfuckers say that shit up for bullshit purposes and all that, you feel me? But, like, nah, sometimes you really got to take a step back, you feel me, and get you right. Like, I wasn't happy with a lot of things, you feel me? I wasn't happy with work. I wasn't happy in my personal life. You know what I'm saying? It's like I was trying to just please everybody else, you feel me? Like, and I was the one suffering the most from that shit. You feel me? So it was like everything just start blowing up. Everything just start collapsing. You know what I'm talking about? It was like a nigga just couldn't take no more. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I was almost lost myself. I had to find me. I had to get back to, like, my basics. You feel me? I had to get back to, you know, some of my things that brought me joy. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes you can't help somebody that don't want to help themselves. You feel me? And that was my problem. I was trying to help people, you feel me, who don't want to help themselves. Like, I know what you need to do. So how the fuck you don't? So I'ma help you. Nah, I can't do that. Can't do that. I was having a conversation with my big dog. And my nigga was telling me, like, when he was down and shit, he was like, you know, I used to, like, you know what I'm talking about, like, couldn't even get mad at females, you feel me, my nigga, who, you know what I'm talking about, foof on a nigga, go left, or, you know what I'm talking about, don't do what they're supposed to do. It was like, shit, because when I was out, like, I ain't commit to nothing, nobody, you know what I'm talking about, and that shit had hit me, like, damn, that's, like, really a choice you gotta make, you feel me? Like, to, like, fully commit to somebody. Or just commit to something. Then I started, like, just thinking to myself, like, what have you really committed to? Like, even now, like, you feel me, I just think about that shit, like, whew. And it motivates me. I start just thinking, like, what else? What more can I do? What else can I? You know, talking about, like, for me, that's why this vacation was just, you feel me, so needed. You feel me? Cleared my mind. And, you know, talking about, gave me my focus back. You feel me? Sometimes you do gotta enjoy yourself. You feel me? Like, shit, life is short. Life is short. You feel me? And that nigga used to be all on that shit too. You feel me? Just, oh yeah, I gotta work and shit. You know, I'm talking about, I gotta grind it up and shit. And nigga life start passing me by. But while life was passing me by, you feel me, I was seeing so many lives cut short at young ages, you feel me? Young ages, you feel me? Like, fucked me up. When I really did it for me was, a good man by the name of Kenneth Mills, aka Tanker, on me. My nigga worked at the AutoZone off of San Pedro and shit. And I remember I went up in there. And I was getting some shit. That's when I had my little Regal at the old school. I had the Regal and I had the El Camino at that time. And I go up in there and shit. And it was when I'm in the parking lot and shit. So, you feel me? Niggas just instantly, I'm in this motherfucker 20 minutes just to get 2-3 items. You know what I'm talking about? Me and this nigga just chopping it up about cars and shit. This, and that, and the third. And after that, I just started just to come to, you know what I'm talking about, just to that one. You know what I'm talking about? Like, just to, you feel me, come see my nigga and shit, come chop it up with him and shit. And remember, I got busy as a motherfucker with work. Busy. I'm just working. And, like, I got off one day, you feel me, and I was like, I need to go wash my car, you feel me? Give me some window cleaner and shit. Let me go see my nigga Tanker. And I go up there, and there was a female at the register. And I was like, where my boy Tank at? And she was like, and she just like, I like the bitch just like lost it. Like, she was just like, so somebody else gonna have to help you. And like the bitch just got the strap, like bitch like ran to the back and shit. So the dude came from, I guess it's like this nigga just started or something like that. And I'm just like, yeah, man, what's up with like, what's going on with her? She was like, he was like, oh yeah, I just started. And he was like, one of our staff members had passed or something like that. And I pointed to the little sign. They had the little memorial sign for my nigga. And I just froze. Like, what the fuck? Like, what are you like? And his funeral was the next day. So the girl, you feel me? She got herself together and shit. I think she like wrote down the information and shit, you know what I'm talking about, for me, whatever, you feel me? And I just, you know what I'm talking about, I think I hugged her and shit, you know what I mean? I thanked him and shit. And I went to his service the next day. And I was there, you feel me? I was seeing his peoples and shit. And I was seeing, like, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Everybody just reacting, you feel me? Everybody just taking it, seeing his cousins and shit, seeing their reactions, you feel me? And just seeing, like, you know, somebody just basically, you know what I'm saying? All I heard everybody dealing with, you feel me? And like the service and shit started. And everybody just talk about him and then, you know what I'm saying? Saying all that good shit for him. And like, you know, they get a little time. You know, like, people can go up there and talk and shit, say their piece and shit. And I wanted to go speak, you feel me? And I've never spoken like nobody's shit, but I wanted to go speak. But it's like I couldn't even move, you feel me? Like I'm just hearing what everybody had to say and shit. And I ended up leaving. Like, I just couldn't even take no more, you feel me? Like, and my nigga died at the barbershop getting his hair cut on a Friday night. Like, wasn't even his situation, wasn't even his shit, you feel me? Somebody came up in there trying to get another barber or something like that, you know what I'm talking about? And my nigga, like, you know what I'm talking about, died in the middle of that shit. And, like, on his obituary, they had a post, one of his last little Instagram posts, or on Facebook, something. It was a post and shit. And they had that shit up on there. And he was just, you know, talking about, like, you know, I'm so blessed, you feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm expecting my first child. You feel me? Like, I got a good woman and shit, you know what I'm talking about? Nigga got two jobs, you feel me? I got a fly whip. Whoop. Like, just happy with all that he's got in life, you feel me? And, like, that shit hit me. Same age, same everything, you feel me? And it was like, was it nothing different about us? I mean, nothing. You know what I'm talking about? Blue and red? That was about motherfucking it, but what? Nothing different about us, you feel me? Like, and that's something I swear I ain't even know that nigga for more than a couple months or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, but that's on me to this day. I still think about that nigga. You feel me? I go, you know, something about look at his shit or something like that. You feel me? Like, man, my nigga Tanker, cool ass dude. You feel me? But the shit was just like so eye opening for me. Like, you just gotta live, you feel me? Like, you just can't even, you know what I'm talking about, just work and work and work and work. Like, shit, if I go, like, man, I wanna be, you know, I enjoy my little time I had here. You know what I'm talking about? I made as many connections. I impacted as many people as I possibly could, you feel me? And I left my imprint here on the world, you feel me? Because if you could touch people, you feel me? You didn't touch the world, you know what I'm talking about? Because that's what's still here. You know what I'm talking about? And your lessons and your blessings and, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to keep going, you feel me, long after death. You know what I'm talking about? Like, that's why you get the shit from Nipsey. And you know what I'm talking about? Oh, but he stood for it. You know what I mean? Everybody want to keep that shit going. Shout out to the people who really, you feel me, fucked with him and, you know what I'm talking about, understood what he was on and, you know what I mean, where he was trying to go, you feel me, and take us all there as well, you feel me? Cause I'd be the first to say, like, I was not no Nipsey fan when I first heard Nipsey, you feel me? Everything. Shout out to my cousin, you feel me, on everything. Tiny Dirt, Because I was the first nigga I heard playing. Feel me? Coming straight out of Slauson. Crazy motherfucking name Nipsey. What? At this time, boy, I'm thugging. I'm out here in the streets. I'm like, hey, I can't get jiggy with not none of that. You know what I'm talking about? Not my section. I'm not from 60s. Like, I ain't finna be slapping that shit out of my car. Like, nigga, you crazy. You feel me? Like, but and his brother gave me, what was that shit? Which one was that one? Which album was that? With that 7 days a week, seven different freaks. The Marathon. Was that the Marathon? What's that called? The Marathon? I think that shit was called the Marathon. If I ain't mistaken. But I know that shit came out in like 2000. I was in the El Camino at that time. So that shit came out in 2010, 2011. I melted that shit. Didn't come out the deck. Didn't come out the deck. You feel me? Like, oh, that was my shit. You feel me? Blue Laces. You know what I'm talking about? That's what really had, like, you know what I'm talking about, really started getting my eyes to me, you feel me? Because, like, I was really dealing with a loss at that time, personally, myself, for me, G.I.P. Doughboy. You know what I'm talking about? DBG Forever, Ever. Like, and that shit, that song resonated with me like a motherfucker. Like, everything, that shit, like, low-key got a nigga through that shit. Niggas had that shit on repeat. Everything. That's what did it with me, with him. Hearing that shit. It wasn't no 60s, nothing. You feel me? Of course he was still, you know, talking about representing the section, and that's what I was able to understand. You feel me? Like, I get it. I get it. You feel me? I even got the beginning shit. You feel me? Like, that was the introduction. You know what I'm talking about? That would be no different than me, or, you know what I'm talking about, somebody from my shit. You know what I'm talking about? Like, hey, all right, I can fuck with that. It's just the introduction. You feel me? Like, this is who I am and what I am, and this is, you know what I'm saying, what I'm here for. You know what I'm saying? This is what I got to talk about. This is what I got to say. And that's what I was fucking with him after that. Like, everything. The music, you feel me? You know what I'm talking about? Doing my own little research up on him and shit. You know what I'm saying? Watching his interviews and, you feel me? Like, really, like, damn, like, admiring him. You know what I'm talking about? Like, that's a real street nigga. You feel me? Like, so fluent, you feel me? So outspoken, you feel me? But still so gritty and street, you feel me? Like, back to what I was saying, you feel me? Niggas can be respectful. That's a real Crip. That's a real loke. You know what I'm talking about? Presence though, you feel me? You feel that. That's what I've been telling people. Like, I don't change up nothing about myself. Like, when I'm meeting these clients and, you feel me, I'm conducting new business and stuff like that, you feel me? Like, I have my same demeanor. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can speak, hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you. All right, now, yo, ain't nobody no, for what? Like, be you. You know what I'm talking about? Keep your essence. First job was McDonald's, man. 15 years old. And I never forget. This is something I've been applying 10 plus years later. You know what I'm talking about? In like my everyday life, and, you know what I'm talking about, most definitely like my career life, you know what I mean? In my profession. The guy was working on the weekend, like, the owner came in, you know what I'm talking about? So it was slow on the weekend, like, early Saturday morning, it's just, it's slow, like, and motherfuckers, the owner came in, so, you know what I'm saying, they, like, just look like you doing something, like, for sure, like, nigga go, like, I'm washing the table, do this, some customers come in, you feel me, and I'm cornball number six, you feel me? Hi, good morning. Welcome to Ooh Boop. that nigga let me finish this shit. Clear out. And he was like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Come talk to me. Come here real quick. hey, how you doing, sir? You feel me? It was just like, how do you talk? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's your... And he was like, be yourself. That nigga told me, incorporate yourself into your greetings. Hey, what's going on? How can I help you guys today? Or, you know what I mean? What's... Fucked me up. Changed my life, though. Changed my young life, you feel me? And he presented that to me at such a great time, too, you feel me? Like, I couldn't even tell you what his name was. Older Indian guy, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, incorporate yourself into your greeting. Never change that. Never change that. It don't matter if I'm meeting somebody new or anything. Like, I was at motherfucking Chick-fil-A. Whole goes in, you feel me? I got a whole 20-piece in my mouth, you feel me? I'm grilled. Bounce up in there, Nike'd up, you know what I'm talking about? Suited and booted. I'm fresh, fly, a little regular, little shit, you know what I'm saying? LA nigga shit, you feel me? And a nigga like, is that like, are those permanent? Are those, you know what I'm talking about? I'm like, nah, he pop out, you feel me? Like, got the grill. He like, oh, okay, okay. I was like, nah, man, maybe, you know what I'm saying? Tell me I got nice teeth and shit. Don't do it. He like, oh, shit, well, I guess my teeth aren't all that good then. You know what I mean? So we cooling. So he, when we came in at the same time, you feel me? But he had, like, two little kids with him and his wife and shit. So, you know what I'm saying? Of course, I let him proceed first in line or whatever. You feel me? Just common courtesy. You feel me? I see you with a family, bro. By all means, go ahead. So we, you feel me? We talking and shit. We just chopped it up. Cool. Regular though. Older white guy, you feel me? Tattoos and shit, you feel me? Telling me, man, I used to want them like mug when I was younger. You know, so I had like one or two or something like that. Or I was like, man, my grandfather, you feel me, had, you know, talking about had a permanent gold up in his shit. I done met older guys, you feel me, with whole permanent golds and they shit, you feel me? I was on everything. I've been wanting shit since I was a kid. You know what I mean? Just, but me, I'm being me. I didn't change up who I was and my greeting or anything, you feel me? We just sitting there popping it, chopping it up. Like, I love seeing that. You feel me? Like, niggas can be respectful. You know what I'm talking about? Like, adapt to your environment. You know what I mean? Like, adapt to the shit. You feel me? Don't. Don't let the environment engulf you. You know what I'm talking about? Like, don't be submerged in your environment. Don't be taken under over, you feel me? Don't be intimidated by it. You know what I'm saying? That's for anybody. Even if you a white motherfucker, you come into the hood, you feel me? That don't mean like you come, you know what I'm talking about? Hey, y'all, what's up, my partner, my dog? You know what I'm talking about? What's happening with y'all? Jeez, you know what I'm talking about? Like, motherfucker, what? Like, be you. Be your natural, normal self. You feel me? Like, because I'm going to take it as disrespect. You feel me? Like, I'll take them like a motherfucker probably do the same thing. If motherfucker like come like, and this is just really them. Oh, hey, how you doing? Good evening. And you turn around, oh, good afternoon. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, are you making fun of me or something like that? No, motherfucker, be you. Be you. Motherfuckers be out here being corny. Corny. Want to change up when they get around. So I be saying that shit all the time, man. Especially a lot of niggas that gangbang, boy. Man, niggas be killing me. Niggas be a whole certain way. Let a homie or let somebody else pull up. Niggas whole demeanor change. You feel me? Like, oh, yeah, nigga, got some. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What? You don't sit your lollipop ass down, nigga. Like, man. Stop it. Stop it. You don't need none of that. Be yourself. You know what I'm talking about? Live life. Be inspired. Travel. You know what I mean? Embrace new things. You feel me? Like, step outside of your comfort zone. You know what I mean? Like, get to know new people. You'll be surprised. You feel me? The similarities people hold. Grow. Shit, I'll be scared to grow. I'll be scared to change. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I'm even learning this myself. Comfortability is the enemy. Don't get comfortable out here. Don't get comfortable in employment. Don't get comfortable with, you know what I'm talking about, in relationships. None of that shit. You feel me? Like, stay on your toes. It's like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, and I say, like, in relationships, you feel me? I'm saying, like, you feel me? Like, be on your nigga, everything you do. Be on your bitch, you know what I'm talking about? Phone calls, or who is that? Or, oh, who you just follow? Who that nigga like? Nah, I ain't talking about like that. I'm talking about, like, all the same shit you did, you feel me, in the beginning. You know what I'm talking about? To get to know them and to, you know what I'm talking about? Those are the things that, you feel me, motherfuckers be out there. I'm taking notes on this myself, you feel me? Because I know I sure be fucking up on that. You know what I'm talking about? Nigga get comfortable. Like, you know what I'm saying? Fucking nigga up. Gotta keep that shit going, you feel me? Like, capitalize on that. It should just get better, you feel me? If y'all just was doing, you know what I'm talking about, dates every, you know what I'm talking about, every week or, you feel me, or every 2 weeks or whatever, y'all go do this, and that'll be a little annual thing, you feel me, like, and y'all relationship progressing and everything like that, okay, switch that shit up from Dave and Buster's, every whatchamacallit to, you feel me, every two months we go to Vegas, you know what I'm talking about, or, you know what I mean, we gonna do wine country, or we gonna go do this, or we going to Jamaica, every 3 months we take a trip somewhere. We got to get our passports because we going to, you know, somebody keep that shit, you feel me? Don't get comfortable. Females too, you know what I'm talking about? Like, shit, yo, you used to do a little shit for your nigga in the beginning, you know what I'm talking about? And be sexy and say little, you feel me, little cute shit. Like, niggas is retarded. Niggas like that shit, you feel me? Like, why you think? Niggas is retarded. Why you think you would hire your nigga or something like that, right? And he texting this new bitch or this new bitch is DMing or something like that, cause that's the shit you don't do no more. You done got comfortable. So you like, I ain't gotta hit you up in the middle of the day, like, what you doing? Like, ooh, like, well, shit, I wish I wanna be doing you. Like, oh, what the shit, you ah. Yeah, you talk, hey, you know I got a hard lunch break. Like, what's up? You feel me? Like, shit, damn, don't get comfortable. You know what I'm talking about? Shit at work, you feel me? Like, oh, I got this on everything. I promise you, I'm taking heed to my own, you know, my own words, you feel me? Because I be fucking up on shit like that. You feel me? Nigga, get comfortable. Don't do it. It's the enemy. Stay sharp. You know what I'm talking about? Boxers don't get comfortable. You feel me? You get comfortable, you get knocked the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? Like, can't do it. Can't do it. Buzz, drop my alert, you know, excuse me. Y'all know we smoke over here at Blizzard Talk, man. We drink too, whatever your thing is, you feel me? Come get it right, get it off your chest. But yes, indeed, though. Vacation was great. You know, my mindset is back. My mindset is restarted. You know what I mean? It's been flushed out. It's like you do your iPhone, reboot that motherfucker, and get your focus, reset your focus. You know what I'm saying? And see what's important. Because I definitely seen what was important for me, whether it be people, or, you know, priorities and shit, you feel me? Time is of the essence. Make the best of your time as well.